Hello, beautiful people. You are listening to the Communal Table Podcast, part of Food & Wine Pro. I'm your host, Kat Kinsman, recording from my apartment in Brooklyn, where I am socially distancing, as so many of us are right now. This is my third attempt to record this intro because my little setup here at home keeps falling down. But you know what? We are all doing the best that we can right now under these circumstances. I am seeing the restaurant world mobilize to take care of each other in such a meaningful way. And of course, that is what restaurant people do. You're the helpers. People turn to you in crisis, whether it's natural disasters, man-made disasters, time when they need somebody to feed them. The restaurant workers are the first people who react. And right now, so many restaurant workers themselves are in a time of extreme crisis and fear because of what is happening in the industry right now. Nobody knows the future, but there are some incredible efforts afoot to save the industry and take care of the people in it. So my guest today is Steve Palmer, one of the co-founders with Mickey Bask in Charleston of Ben's Friends, which is an incredible industry-specific recovery group that they had started some years back. Steve himself has been sober for a long time and has recently written an incredible memoir about it called Say Grace, all about how the restaurant industry saved his life. He and Mickey got together to form this group that I spoke of in a previous podcast with Steve about, that really recognizes the particular challenges that people in the restaurant industry face when it comes to sobriety, because you are in the business of, well, selling liquor. that's part of it. But also it's, you know, it draws masochists to it, the profession, and it rewards overwork and self-deprivation and maybe, you know, some of the things that are not hugely conducive to mental health, and substance abuse can play a big role in that. So, you know, folks outside the industry don't necessarily know the financial constraints that people who work in restaurants are, I tried to say that all fancy. Restaurant people don't make much money and don't have healthcare. Let's put it out that way. And also operate on adrenaline. So they get off work late at night. What's the thing to do? You go out, you party with your friends, and it's a sort of self-perpetuating cycle. Steve's always really careful to say, like, you know, drinking isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just bad for him. And he's really thoughtful and about how he takes care of other people with this. So part of what he did was set up this group called Ben's Friends that started in Charleston to honor a friend of his who took his own life after a long struggle with substance abuse. And it started as an in-person meeting there. It has spread out to various cities and states across the country, blanking on the number right now because my brain is chowder currently, but more than 20 local groups around the country that have had to adapt very, very quickly to social distancing. So what Ben's Friends has done is set up Zoom meetings in each of the cities, but also nationally, which is a thing that they're doing for the first time. And anybody you know who is in recovery or just, you know, needs the support can join these Zoom meetings. If you go to bensfriendshope.com, you will be able to find out more about that. And here is Steve Palmer. Hello, friend.
Hi there.
How you doing? I know that's the wow, that question right now.
Yeah, you know, Kat, we're just taking it hour by hour, day by day. I mean, as we all know, the information is changing so rapidly that it's hard. I think the hardest thing right now is, you know, knowing what is the best decision to make, what's the best decision to make for our employees, for our restaurants. We have one frame of mind, and then by the next day, it's, you know, no, that we forget that. We need to do this. And so it's just hard. It's hard to know how to navigate this. There's no playbook for this.
Yeah. I mean, so you're operating in a few different roles during this because, you know, you've got, how many restaurants do you have?
24.
24 restaurants. And how many employees is that?
A total of 1,000.
Good God. And you also are one of, along with Mickey Bask, one of the co-founders of Ben's Friends, which...
Yes.
Could you explain for folks listening to this what Ben's Friends is? You and I have talked about it in previous podcasts, but it's more important than ever right now.
It is. It is a support group run by industry people for industry people that specifically addresses substance abuse. So it's people that have achieved sobriety trying to help people that are seeking sobriety in the restaurant business, and we meet across the country and usually in a weekly format, although we're now switching to, most cities are going to 2 Zoom meetings a week, and then we're going to do a national Zoom meeting every day from a different city where anybody outside of those cities can dial in and get support if they need it.
That is such a huge thing, because I know I've been, you know, talking with friends in recovery, or, you know, restaurant owners who have employees who are in recovery right now, and they were saying, you know, they're so used to in-person meetings on, you know, whatever schedule it is. Some people go every once in a while for, you know, a touch-up, and some people are several meetings a day. And that face-to-face communication has always been such a key thing for accountability. And you've had to switch your model over. Can you talk about the decision to do that, if there are any sort of practical concerns, and what people can do?
Sure. So, you know, for me as a person in recovery, isolation is the absolute worst thing for an alcoholic. And whether you're 3 days sober or whether you're 18 years sober like I am, isolating is, you know, the success of the 12-step groups, you know, all the different varieties of ways that millions of people have recovered, it's the community that you feel, which is not unsimilar to the community we feel inside of a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So when you isolate that person, I mean, not only are we all going to start really missing our restaurants, but for the addict, it's pretty rough. And, you know, I was on a call in Louisville, Kentucky yesterday, you know, and there are people there with days of sobriety.
Yeah.
Who are trying to make sense of why they shouldn't go drink right now, when things feel fairly hopeless. So, you know, we want to be safe. We want to comply. We all know, we believe that we've got to go home. We've got to get inside to get this thing over with. So we made the decision to switch to Zoom meetings. Mickey and I had a call with all 26 leaders nationwide yesterday. And everybody's focus is on adding more meetings, how they can help. Because the biggest thing we know is that an addict alone is an addict in trouble.
Yeah. So what do you, so people have these meetings, and I've been asking friends as well, like, you know, what are you doing to cope at home? Because I've, you know, I, in the Chefs with Issues group, I've been asking people how they're doing. And there are a lot of people who are, you know, have been laid off, and they're just going stir crazy at home. They're doing the responsible, you know, social isolation thing, or social distancing, or physical distancing, whatever people are calling it. And they're so used to having this routine. And I've seen a few different things come up. Like somebody was saying, you know, put on your kitchen pants to feel normal. Some people are, I know it's silly.
I love that.
Is that great?
That.
Yeah. And some people were saying, like, they're getting, like, the restaurant printer, that video, and they're, like, putting it on for basically white noise right now. But there are a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands, and, you know, coping is going to be a difficult thing to do. Are there some strategies that you have found that work specifically for restaurant people, ways to stay, you know, purposeful, occupied? Because I see a lot of people saying that they're losing hope, or things like, what does it matter? And it still matters. It still matters so much.
It really does. I think the biggest thing is staying connected. You know, we've had restaurants start Slack chats, so they can just all stay connected with each other. I think finding a routine, I listened to a wellness expert talk about, you know, the sense of well-being that a healthy routine brings. So, you know, if that means you get up in the morning and you go for a walk, as long as you keep your distance, if that means you get up in the morning and do push-ups. But the thing that I've heard over and over again from therapists and everybody else is, you know, obviously we have a new normal now, but try to establish healthy routines that you do every day, whether it's read a book, meditate. There's all kinds of online meditation forums going on now. I think, again, Kat, I think it comes back to staying connected, even when it's hard. I mean, sometimes the phone is the 800-pound weight, but isolating is just not the thing to do. Because, and I, as crazy as this sounds, I hope people will find solace in we're all going through this together.
Yeah.
No one is not feeling the effects of this. And so I have to believe that we will all come out of it together.
Yeah.
I have to believe that.
So what would you say to people who, you know, maybe see a friend of theirs who is struggling with this? I mean, people are doing much more, many more like, you know, video chats and Zoom things. And the thing that's become really popular is sort of, you know, these virtual happy hours and things.
Right, I've seen that. I love that.
Yeah. So, but what would you say? Because, you know, I know you're a person who, you know, you've talked about this. You wrote your incredible book about this and saying, like, you're okay with people drinking around you, but you're at a place you have a lot of years of sobriety. For somebody who might be sort of on the fence or struggling, somebody invites them to, like, one of these, like, virtual happy hours and stuff like that. Is there anything that they need to be doing in particular? Or if you see a friend of yours who might be getting extra sloshy or something like that on those calls, what's the best way to handle that?
I mean, I think, listen, when you and I have talked about this before, having the uncomfortable conversations are often uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes the most loving thing you can do for someone. Because look, enabling somebody who's in trouble is not love, right?
Yeah.
That's enabling. And I think it's being willing to have those conversations and say, hey, I'm not judging you. I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I've always said being a friend is telling somebody what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Ooh,
and, you know, those of us in hospitality, we're natural people pleasers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're good at our jobs, is because we like to please people. But we're going to listen. There are going to be people. I mean, we don't know where this is going right now. There are going to be people that are struggling. We have to reach out to them and not let them be alone, because, you know, some people, I have friends that struggle with depression. Isolation is their go-to.
Yeah. Say, I'm one of those people, Steve. I mean,
right. And, you know, and so, Kat, it's, we can't allow that to happen, because our friends are going to disappear. And, you know, listen, there will be a hospitality business again.
Yes.
And it will thrive again.
Yes.
And we need everybody to come back to their restaurants, to come back to their jobs. Because, you know, this is what we do. We serve other people. And we're absolutely going to get that opportunity to do it again.
Yeah. So if somebody is looking for resources for this right now, they can go to bensfriendshope.com. Is that sort of
That's the best way to... Yep. And we're going to be updating that daily. The goal is to have to get all the Zoom accounts set up this week and to have the national meetings rolling out next week. But there are Zoom meetings that you can email me at spalmer@theindigoroad.com. There, we can get you plugged into a meeting. I mean, I'm going virtually to the Ben's Friends in Portland today. So I'm excited. I'm getting to know some people that I don't always get to see. So, bensfriendshope.com, spalmer@theindigoroad.com. We'll do anything we can to connect you.
And if somebody is in crisis, like right that moment, emergency situation, what do you think is the best course of action for them if they can't wait for a meeting?
You know, call me, you know, I, I'm, mean, a cell phone, 386-931-4657. Shoot me a text. Obviously, you know, if somebody's in physical crisis, we want to call 911.
Yeah.
But I know there's concern about the healthcare system right now. But by all means, if somebody's in physical crisis, but otherwise, call me. I'll talk to you.
You are such a good man, Steve. And so my...
Listen, Kat, it's the least I can do.
Well, so tell me what you're doing to take care of yourself right now.
So it's been very up and down for me. You know, I've had moments of completely bawling.
Same.
You know, just like absolute sad tears. And, you know, I had this thought the other day. I spent 10 years building this restaurant company, and in 10 days it completely disappeared.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the truth, but, you know, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
And I was uncontrollably sobbing. I am I'm attending virtual meetings myself.
Yeah.
I have a sponsor in the 12-step community who calls me every day. I've talked to Mickey every day. I mean, we've established we're just going to call each other every single day. How are you doing? What are you doing? You know, because I have definitely felt hopeless in the last 3 days. But what I've found is when I focus on what I can control. So SaveRestaurants.co is a coalition. It's the Independent Restaurant Coalition. Founded by name any restaurateur in America and they're on it. I'm on the daily calls just listening. I do believe there's going to be aid packages for us. You know, I'm trying to focus on, okay, what can I control? I can control being engaged, reading emails, trying to stay informed so that I can then inform our employees. So I'm just trying to really focus on what do I have control over right now?
Yeah.
And let me focus my energies on that, because when we focus on the things that are out of our control, that's when, at least for me, that's when I start to spin.
Yeah. I mean, my husband and I talk about that. We call it borrowing trouble. And, you know, it's you can only sort of focus right now on right now, because things are changing so, so fast. And if you think of all the what if, maybe, and you can go to a really, really dark place. And I know I tend to. And so I'm just trying to stay in the moment, stay in my body, do meditation, and check in on people I love and use this platform to talk to folks.
That's right. I mean, Kat, the truth is all we have is this moment, right?
Yeah.
And so today I'm healthy, I'm fed, I'm loved, and I'm okay. I have a roof over my head. And if you can just get your mindset to what is happening in my world right now today, you know, then there is a slight sense of well-being. I'm not going to say, but today all of my needs are met.
Yeah.
Everything I need, I have today. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm just going to focus on right now. And when I can slow my mind down, some of the anxiety goes away. I'm not going to say all of it goes away, but that big fear of impending doom tends to ease a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to tell people to go to bensfriendshope.com. And also, you know, if you, you know, have the funds to do so, buy a copy of Steve's book, that Say Grace. I mean, it is an astonishing, it's the most generous story and beautifully written, beautifully shared about what it's like to be in the restaurant industry and have to ask for help and get that help and to become the person you are today. It's a really beautiful story, and buy one for a friend if you possibly can.
Thank you, Kat. 100% of the proceeds go to Ben's Friends.
Yeah.
So it's, and you know, listen, what I've learned is asking for help is a sign of intelligence. It's not a sign of weakness.
Amen to that.
You know? Yeah. Amen.
Thank you so much to Steve, who I know is an incredibly busy man on so many levels, but you know, what he's doing is really helping ensure a future for restaurants and take care of the people in it. So it's bensfriendshope.com, and Steve was kind enough to give out his personal contact info in the episode, so scroll back for that. This is part of Food & Wine Pro, which is the part of Food & Wine that really deals directly with the industry. And, you know, before this, it was a lot of a lot of things about business and wellness. And right now we are very focused on all of the efforts to save the restaurant industry and take care of people in it. So if you go to foodandwine.com/FWPro, there are some incredible stories by my colleagues like Maria Yagoda and Osette Babur, Nina Friend, Kushbu Shah, just everybody is pitching in and just really working to get the message out there about how we can save the industry. And look for what is coming tomorrow. There's going to be a tomorrow. We don't know what it looks like yet, but it's coming. And I have to say that because I love the restaurant industry and the people in it. And your skills and talents are not going anywhere. You are still a chef. You are still a server. You are still a bartender. You are still all of those things. And there is a future for you. And, you know, all we can do is work together to keep each other safe right now. If you know of folks who, you know, need medicine or food or any of those things and are struggling to get by right now, we'll include some links to resources for that. Daily, just check-ins, whether it's via, you know, Skype or Zoom or the plain old telephone or text or DMs. It's like Steve said, connection is more important than ever right now. And when you reach out to somebody, you know, you're of use to them, but it's probably of use to you too. That human connection is going to help us and get us all through. If you are not subscribed to the Food & Wine Pro newsletter, now is a really good time to do that because we put together all of our most current and useful information. It goes out on Fridays at noon Eastern time. Went out a little bit late this weekend because there was so much developing at the time, but we're there for you. We're really trying to mobilize and take care of the folks. So if you go to foodandwine.com, click on any of those Food & Wine Pro stories, there is a link to sign up for the newsletter. And our editor-in-chief, Hunter Lewis, does a beautiful job with it every week and is helped out by our associate restaurant editor, Osette Babur, and I put the most recent podcast in there too, so you can always stay up to date. If you don't mind sharing this podcast with a friend, it is on all the different podcast platforms, and the more people who rate and review and all that, the more people can hear this and get the word out. It's hard taking care of yourself right now for so many people. No matter what you're dealing with, everybody's got something. Everybody is missing something. Everybody is mourning something. And I think it's important to acknowledge that even if there's somebody in your life who doesn't seem like they're in pain or stressing about this, there's something there. So, check in on them and take care of yourself as well. On Twitter, I'm Kitten with a Whip on Twitter, and I remind people throughout the day to unclench their jaw and stop picking or chewing their skin, drop their shoulders, because it's so easy to just stay in that tense mode, and all you're doing is hurting yourself. I know there's that sort of saying about people on airplanes who are fly with anxiety, and they keep their body tensed because they're convinced that is what is going to keep the plane in the air. I totally understand that. But you being harsh on your own body right now is only hurting you. And we're going to need all the strength that we can get to move forward in this fight. So please take a moment right now to relax your body. Take in a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, and maybe even make a noise, like a grunting noise when you're breathing out, just to get you back in touch with your body. It's a really important thing to do right now. I want to thank so much to all of the Food & Wine team who are working side by side with us every day, especially Hallie Tarpley, who's producing this podcast, Sarah Crowder, who is providing the images for it, Jen Martinick, who runs audio and video here, Margot Gotthelf, who is just a boon of a human being. Thank you so much to all of them, to all my colleagues, and most importantly, take good care of yourself until the next time.